Hey, oh my God, that's loud. Hey, everybody. What's up? This is Extra Normal Podcast. My name is Chris. I am two cans in, so I might be two sheets to the wind, but my name is Chris again, because I repeat myself when this happens. And alongside me is Brianna.
I'm wearing a name tag.
Yeah, so just in case anybody doesn't know. Hello, my name is...
Like, who's that girl?
I don't know if they could see it.
Oh, it's Brianna.
Audio only.
It's Brianna. So
yeah, well, it's,
well, hey, you should watch our YouTube
to see us if you want to see the mess that is me, the ugliness.
I'm definitely not a mess tonight.
Yeah, you look great.
Maybe later.
Didn't you want to say that I'm a not a mess?
A hot mess.
I'm hot. I am a hot mess. I'm fucking legally blonde. So what are we talking about tonight?
Stuff.
As usual, we're recording late in the evening in the witching hour.
We're going to talk about Da Vinci.
Da Vinci?
The different codes.
That Vinci?
The mysteries behind him, the fascination. Yeah, all the good stuff. And we just want to say that we've really missed you guys before we get right into that. Life has gotten a little bit crazy. We're back to work. And then I got taken away from work again because I'm not considered. I wish.
Did Liam Neeson find you?
I'm waiting for the extraterrestrials to come. They haven't come yet. Or maybe they have.
We were promised. Weren't we promised in 2020?
Erased my memory, so I don't.
You think that's it? That they
It's a possibility.
It is a possibility that they.
I get foggy brain a lot. So do you. I feel like you get it worse than I do.
What's that?
Exactly.
I don't know if they're going to take us away in 2020. They'll probably wait till we
They're coming trash. To take us away.
Because if they just let us, at least in the U.S., if they're looking at the U.S., they can just wait a little bit and we'll just destroy ourselves a little bit. So there won't be as many people to take away. They can kind of limit the amount of people that they need to beam up. When they do, do you think they're going to take us away? Like, so when the aliens were like, wait, we've been coming for years, guys. Ha ha. You know that dumb show, Ancient Aliens? It's real, guys. Not so dumb now. Giorgio's
It's a very...
regional manager.
Deep conversation to get into because, like, as for me, like, the real believer, unlike you, I definitely feel like there's millions of different types of beings out there.
Oh, so you think either...
So, you know... maybe some will pass by and, you know, they'll be kind of almost like angels and they'll be able to tell if we're good Samaritans.
But do you think they're not going to take us away, right? Because they don't want to run the mess on their planet. So if they come.
If you had an encounter with one and they got to know you and maybe you request to be taken away, maybe.
You file formal paperwork to be taken away.
Maybe, you know, hey. They would see your longing.
Oh, those forms got to be obnoxious.
I mean, how many of us Americans do you think aliens are beyond America? I mean, so.
Yeah. Do you think no, that's true. Do you think aliens are beyond like the aliens that are technologically savvy enough to come here? Do you think they're beyond all the boring bullshit that we have to go through, like the DMV and stuff like that? Or do you think there's aliens camping out in a UFO spaceship DMV where they're registering their UFO?
That's a lot of, like, I believe, like,
there's got to be bureaucracy, right?
I feel like a lot of work and I feel like a lot of things like that are ways to keep us occupied for us to waste time.
Oh, government, the DMV has come with government control.
Yeah,
I believe it.
A lot of, you know,
and that security guard, that old man security guard that's always at the DMV in front, he's in on it.
Maybe.
He's really an alien. He's not just an old man with a wobbly stance and an old badge.
Wobbly wobble.
Wobbly 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 wobble. Yeah, I don't know. I there's got to be some bureaucracy. I know we mentioned, hey, we're going to talk about Da Vinci.
I mean, look at Star Wars. You know, they definitely had a political, like,
they did. Propaganda. You know they had some fucking paperwork. Darth Vader had to fill out some annoying-ass forms like he didn't want.
Anyways,
I really gotta fill out this A4 form.
Leonardo da Vinci is Italian, which is
so. This is where we get into the fact that you are.
I'm gonna represent right now.
You're Italian at heart.
Oh, fuck off!
Right?
No,
you're 25%. So you got some bona fides in you, but you're definitely Italian at heart, right? That's the
I was raised by a 100% Italian Roman Catholic
grandma. Noni. What do Italians call the grandmas? Nona.
Yeah. Nono is the grandpa. My nona. But so my...
Did you ever call your nona?
No, because that's a touchy subject because it's like for her... I know it's complicated because when her family
unnecessarily complicated
her parents immigrated here, so so when her and her siblings were born, it was almost, it's not as cool and cultured to have an accent and to speak it. Back then it was like you wanted to blend in because Italians, you know,
surprisingly were, there was more racism back then.
Yeah.
it's surprising.
Yeah, but, the Italians mean, there's plenty got, of it floating, you know, out there right now. There was a lot of racism towards the Italians.
Well, there was a lot of before, like the whites ended up like really honing in on their like strategy of like saying we're all white and we're all the same. There was a lot of European like dissension, like with people who were like recently from Europe. They're like, well, no, I'm Irish. Like before they became Americanized, and like, no, you're white, essentially, is kind of the brainwash that people do now.
Yeah, same with, like, Italians. Like, they were eventually... Before they got
brainwashed into American racism. They were
eventually allowed to be considered Caucasian. So it's interesting how... But they had it really hard where they... That's what I'm saying. It's a touchy subject because for my grandma, you know, to the day she died, she regretted it. But growing up...
But she was also... Because I met your grandma. She was also very kind of Americanized, like, in a lot of ways. Like, she had definitely... She was like, she was kind of almost like the perfect archetype of like an Italian American. Like she held on to a lot of cultural things from, but she was very much American. But she
loved her casseroles and
She was of the time of casseroles.
But as a child, because her mom passed away when she was very young. So I think if her grandma probably would have stayed alive, I think she would have definitely had more of that heritage kind of pushed on her.
Maybe.
But I mean, still she had those Italian traditions, how you make the gnocchis every year for Christmas and Thanksgiving, big thing in our culture. And so considering, I am only 25% because I was raised predominantly by my grandma and my mom. That's how I was raised. I was raised in an Italian household. So that's all I knew. So that's why I have so much pride. You know, yes, I have French. Yes, I have Spanish. Yes, I have Austrian, but like...
No, I'm saying you definitely...
I really have...
Yeah, you know, you identify most with the Italian culture, which is okay. It's all good. Completely, 100% on the subject, like completely running down the same track.
What if I did my like blood type thing and I was related to... Leonardo da Vinci.
I don't know.
It's a possibility.
I don't know. I don't know. I would be like, that's cool. I would actually be like, I'd be like, that's really cool. But what I would do with that, I don't know. I don't know.
So another stupid fact before we like
percentage really of ownership get into this.
So this morning, he like had woken up before I did. And then I eventually had woken up. And then I secretly was like putting on some of his secret code music. And I was like trying to meditate to it so I can like tap into whatever technology wormholes.
We're going to get into the fact that
like, he thought it was crazy.
There was hidden, like Da Vinci had a lot of hidden symbolism in his paintings, which is really cool. I think that's pretty rad. Yeah, I'm still using the word rad. It's pretty dumb.
Because you're a rad dad.
You completely train wrecked me on my train wreck. I want to ask you a question that is on subject.
Yes, sir.
If you were an alien.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Hold. Stay on target. Where would you be? So put yourself in the headspace of an alien who's never been to the States, right? But you're curious.
To the States or to the world?
Oh, sorry. To the world. Sorry.
Our world.
I should be more worldly. First time to the world. Where would you, as an alien, and this is probably hard to actually remove yourself from. What?
Egypt.
Because you've been there before. He's just visiting old friends.
No, because there's things in those underground pyramids.
That's a different episode, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you asked. That's where I would want to go.
That's actually not a bad answer, because I think as an early human achievement, yes. You'd be like, that's fucking cool. Like, we built spaceships and we got over here, but that building pyramids with what they had is pretty rad. Pretty rad. Again, I use the word rad.
Egyptians had help from the extraterrestrials.
You don't know that. They might have. Anyways. But even if they, if they did have help, which I'm on the no side, if they didn't, like, either way, it's kind of cool.
It's brilliant if humans can do that, but just even where you know, you were just talking about this earlier, you see how advanced we are. If our technology can't even do what the Egyptians were doing to build a pyramid like that, like, and
I think we could.
And having, like, just,
well, explain, hey. I want you to explain.
I'm going to see the fucking Luxor. That shit's probably made of plastic.
Okay, never mind. That's exactly what I was going to say. How do you explain the Luxor?
That's for some people that have not been to Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's been...
There is a Egyptian building.
Alien-themed. They mask it as Egyptian-themed. Like, that's their little ruse that it's an Egyptian place. But really, aliens, am I right?
You make my ass twitch.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Anyways, but that would be my first place. And I think definitely Israel, because mm-hmm. there's some hidden gems. All the stuff's underground. And then also the Vatican. Because if I was extraterrestrial, my brothers or sisters, I've heard that there's extraterrestrials buried underneath. Speculation.
But taking away the alien stuff, as a cultural specimen, what do you think is the world's greatest, or most, not even greatest, because if you're going to be an alien tourist, you might not visit the greatest, like, achievement or the greatest spectacle, because you don't give a shit. What do you think is the most interesting thing that the planet Earth has created, developed? I mean, it doesn't even have
planet
to be...
Planet Earth, like just naturally?
Or? I think probably, like, the aliens are like, well, you guys kind of... Did it happen?
I'm gonna go to the Grand Canyon instead.
They might, because aliens might think. Yeah, I have. It was good.
Lucky you.
It's fun. It's a canyon. It's a big hole in the ground.
Nice.
Every hole is the Grand Canyon to an ant.
Oh God.
So it's all about perspective.
I'm sure we're losing a lot of followers. Right
this
now.
Is. Thoughts with Christopher Brooks. Every Grand Canyon.
Hey, you said your name pretty good there.
They probably won't even go to, like, any, like, they probably won't go to New York or, like, Egypt. They'll probably go to, like, amazing, like, natural feat, a natural thing. Because they're like, you guys did okay. I mean, we developed spaceships. You guys did okay. I mean, the Empire State Building is okay. It's fine. Mm.
No,
I'm gonna go to Niagara Falls.
I definitely want to go to the ruins and see, like, maybe they had ancestors that had come to visit, like, if I was extraterrestrial. So I would want to go to all the places where the ancient relics are, like, even just, like, going to London.
But isn't that, like, England? I can imagine, like, a teenage, so, like, a UFO family going on vacation. Like, they're in their RV equivalent of a spaceship. And... Alien dad wants to go to see the fucking historical bullshit, like the first cave paintings or the Egyptian temples, and the teenage UFO alien is like, oh God, dad, I don't want to go there. Like,
what, he wants to see the Earth Girls? Earth Girls, like, are easy.
He's just checking in. Who with his alien Tim.
Did you ever see the movie?
I did. Earth Girls Are Easy. With
comment below, Jimothy if Carey? You've seen that movie.
Jimothy Carey, the one with Jimothy Carey.
Is he in it? Jim Carrey? No.
Oh, no, that's...
It's Jeff, what's his face? Yeah, Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum is.
Dude, before he was crazy man.
He's weird. If there's anybody... This.
I don't think he was always okay, like
we're
that.
Supposed to be talking about Da Vinci.
Well, in a sense. Okay, in a sense. Jeff Goldblum is.
Whatever. Who cares? Who the fuck cares? That's all. We're all having fun, kids. Who is... Again, now we're getting into most likely top 10 list. So we talked about where the aliens most likely visit. Who do you think is the most likely candidate currently alive to be an alien?
Our president of the United States.
Reptilians. Is that what you're going to say?
No, no, that guy's no, stone cold American. He's not. Like, what I think of you, you all know how I feel about how extraterrestrials. I look at them as that. They're like kings and queens. Like, they're above us, and that man is definitely not.
So who do you think it is?
Who is
a candidate for most likely to be an Elon Musk?
He's kind of.
Bill F. Gates?
Oh, fuck that guy.
Oh, there you go.
I don't want no. Don't
what is he? What has he done to you?
He's uber rich. He's given me vaccines that don't do shit, and I still get the flu.
Does he develop the vaccine?
He funds them.
Oh, sure.
He helps fund them. So fuck him.
Those cash out. He doesn't like tinker with it.
But if you're gonna throw cash at something and like that's your name on it,
fuck
it
that. Like it, work. Okay. To unpopular opinion, hot take. If I were Bill Gates, I'd be like, here's the cash. You guys figure it out. I want to be like fucking supervisor. Like, hey, you guys doing okay? Is that vaccine okay?
You think all the people complaining about the vaccines isn't an issue? Like, you shouldn't have an issue with that?
I don't think he cares because he thinks
people getting harmed by it.
I don't think he thinks there's harm by it. I mean, there's people who get the flu, but all the like.
There's a lot of people that think, I don't know if I believe this theory, but I'm respectful to the people that do. Autism, these words that's come by. Even when
our I don't think child autism. I think young, you could.
I
you
was
can,
worried.
I think you could. You could. I think autism, for me at least, what I've seen is that the reports on autism have been debunked, and it kind of originated from a guy who made this report on autism being associated with vaccines, and then he had to retract it because his data was bad, and there hasn't been any supporting data since then. But I think you can make an argument that maybe we should be a little more wary about stuff we pump into us. But for him, I'm sure he's just like, well, vaccines are good. You could say that maybe he's a little bit blinded by the benefits of vaccine, and maybe not the disaster. But I don't think he's like
blinded by.
I think he's just like, here's money. I don't. I probably pay zero in taxes. Here's money.
Interesting. Going. It's funny how we parallel back.
Uh-huh.
Bill Gates actually bought some scripts from Da Vinci to have.
Of course he did. He's rich, bitch.
Which I think is fucking.
No, I totally like.
If I was at his level, hell yeah, I would want some of that relic in my house.
Oh yeah.
Especially like Bill Gates, he's accomplished a lot, even though he's an idiot. But he's accomplished.
Okay, you can't say he's an idiot. You can't say he's an idiot. He's a bright boy.
He's bright,
that's a smart lad.
But he's bright, but. I think he's ignorant to fund something. Where he doesn't really know.
Oh, he knows. He's aware of the science. I think he believes that all the conspiracy theories are funky.
I just feel like.
But that's his.
I used to look so like up to him, and
oh,
with all the stuff coming out, like I'm just.
But that's all like float. That's all internet. Yeah. Internet fucking theories.
But
I don't think.
But again, the flu vaccine. I personally. What about it? I don't think it does shit.
I think it helps. I think that. Obviously, I think that people think that like they're invincible with the flu vaccine, or
and the stuff that's not in it. Like, why are you injecting me with egg yolk?
That sounds delicious.
And I have an egg allergy. Like, it's true. Why is that so funny? Like, you're injecting me with, oh, it's to hold it together, but they don't tell you. You have to do all this research yourself. So I have an egg allergy. They inject me with that, and I could die.
Do they not know I have an allergy? I love it.
No, they don't even tell you that there's egg yolk, and so you have to look like purposely
more like egg choke.
Before you go, you have to get the egg yolk or get the one without the egg yolk.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll take a little egg yolk. What's wrong with egg yolk? Right into my veins. Hey, if they could get a chili burger into my veins too, put that in that shot. I don't know. God. How do we get on this?
Anyways.
Fucking Da Vinci. Who was that guy? He was, I did.
Engineer.
He was. So
an artist.
To a give some. To,
a no, scientist.
He was like, okay, speaking of smart, architect. Smart guys, like no matter what you think about I don't even know what the Da Vinci Code was about, but I don't remember.
Tell you.
I saw it. I think it was about Tom Hanks running around. Some guy got shot in a museum, and then Tom Hanks. You are a Tom Hanks hater.
I don't.
That is it.
I don't get maybe I am an alien.
In our U.S. of America, that's a hot take.
I'm sure that people listening from other countries are probably like, "Who? Why don't I like this?"
I'm sure it's fine if you don't like him.
But he's not the best actor. Forrest Gump. Woohoo! Who cares?
That's not how. That's like a cornfield accent. That's not how foreigners would talk.
Well, I'm just saying. And I'm sure that they would agree with me about.
Yeehaw, I'm a foreigner.
What's his, your favorite actor? What's his name?
I don't know.
The. Dun, 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 dun.
Harrison Ford. Here's the thing about Harrison Ford.
He's stoned out of his mind all the time.
He is high as a kite. But the reason why a lot of people of my generation love Harrison Ford.
Our generation.
You, the Who song. Thank you. She pulled a piece of lint off my shirt sleeve. Thank you. That's what love is for. The reason why people love Harrison Ford, who are of our generation, is because he was such a fabric of especially my child, like a boy of our generation. Like he was.
So now we're gonna be sexist.
No, it was a thing.
Girls can't relate.
Oh, I think so. I think they can. It's because he was Han Solo, you know, a cool, charismatic, like kind of rebel.
Asshole to the woman that
he was in love with. 100%. It's toxic. It might be a little toxic. He was that guy. He was like the cool, like, because Luke was like the do-good guy. Like Luke Skywalker of Star Wars was like the guy who kinda always whiny. Chose the right, made the right decisions and did all that stuff, but. Han Solo was like the smirky, kind of like snarky guy in Star Wars. And then he was Indiana Jones. And so it was like this, it was a product of the characters who, the characters really, he played. Yeah. Like
he wasn't like.
And back then, like.
In those two movies, he wasn't horrible, but I just.
I don't think he's a great actor. Yeah. And then, I'm sorry if Harrison Ford is listening, but I don't think he's a great actor.
The movie that really made me just be like, what the fuck does everybody see in this guy? Was The Firm. It was the most boringest fucking movie. I mean, and his acting, I just, that was the movie. I was just I don't understand. And I feel like I'm the only one that like speaks up for these iconic American actors.
Yeah.
You know?
You're the one speaking the truth to every this. Time, Tom Hanks and Harrison Ford.
Do you remember when I told Ryan that I didn't like Tom Hanks? He was like offended. I'm like, he knew the guy. Like,
well, I think that was preceded. We have a friend who's now in Pennsylvania. Shout out if he's a listener. I know that he's a friend. I don't know if he's a listener, but shout out.
Sometimes.
Well, no. Hey, Ryan, if you're listening, listen more often. I think that the reason why he got upset is because he said he was one of the ones. So I've gotten Tom Hanks as like a, you look like a celebrity. I don't know why.
I get so mad.
You get mad. But I think...
you're way better looking than Tom Hanks.
Thank you. I don't believe it, but thank you. I think that was... you. He said... I think the introduction to him knowing about you hating Tom Hanks is that he was like, hey, have I ever mentioned Chris looks like Tom Hanks? And you're like, I fucking hate Tom Hanks.
I don't think I said that. I think I said, ew.
Some of that.
And then, like, it just gave me more of the reason not to like Ryan in the beginning. No offense, Ryan. Love you now.
Leonardo da Vinci was born on April 14th or 15th of 1452. This is my book report. No. So, do you want to get to Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks? Or.
We should do an episode on Tom Hanks being an alien.
He might be.
He's probably into him. I don't know. Something about that guy. He had COVID, didn't he? Didn't he have the quarantine?
He did get COVID in New Zealand or Australia or something like that.
They quarantined themselves.
Yeah, they shut those two people down. Him and his wife, famous actress of...
You know what?
Name.
Oh, they were in New Zealand. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was in... No, it was, well, it was either Australia? New Zealand or Australia. One of those two.
Oh, well, Australia. One of those two. They got it. I know they're a lot smaller than us, but they got it down.
New Zealand has, well, New Zealand specifically around. Has like zero cases in the last like 2 weeks. Yeah. Like they're like, fuck this.
God, come together, people. Like,
that's Beatles. Is it's all come together. Is that a Beatles song?
Anyways.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for that.
Go ahead with your intro.
Leonardo da Vinci was born on April 14th and or 15th, depending on the time.
Do you want to just get to the debates?
No, so let's talk about a little bit about him. So he was, to give some context on when he was born, April 14th, April 15th, it was one of those things where like, well, you were born one of those days. We don't know.
Which you were definitely an Aries.
He was definitely an Aries, but it was one of those times where like people didn't really know when you were born. I was like, well, it was around that time, which is actually...
Well, considering it was such a scandal because his mom was a peasant.
But it was always that way. Like people were like, well, I guess he was born on... But he was definitely born into a little bit of scandal because his... what I got to treat... The one thing I got to treat out of was... His father was of reputation, Messer Piero Fulcino di Antonio da Vinci. And you know what his job... You want to try it again? You want to try it again? Messer Piero...
Medicini.
He was Medicini is a different thing. Part. Stop looking at my notes for anybody... audios. She's looking at my notes... Stop it. I made these notes. I copied and pasted them myself.
You could at least try. You're going to offend all of my Messer, fellow Italianos.
I'm going to try. I'm genuinely going to try. Messer Piero Frosino de Antonio da Vinci.
Much better.
Much better. So my favorite thing about doing some of this research is that his he was a man of reputation and he married a poor common peasant.
He didn't marry,
that's right. He
bunky down.
He fucked a woman of lesser social status. But his big to-do, the reason why he was so high up there, is he was a legal notary.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was his big job.
Maybe it was just because he had a rich family. Uh-huh. I think that's really why.
I was a notary for a long time. I was a notary for 5 years, so I guess I was of high social status. I was a legal notary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Right.
You didn't know you married such class.
Wow. I would have been like the fucking peasant girl.
Now it's just
I would have been like, yeah, like the fucking help doing people's hair, you know, coming in.
That's right.
And they'd be dictating how their hair and then they'd be, get the fuck out.
So I'd appreciate you treat me slightly better.
Never.
Okay. So he, the reason why he was named, so he was, this guy was named that name I tried earlier. But he, the reason why his, he is Leonardo da Vinci is because he was born in Vinci. Mm-hmm. And I guess apparently back then if you didn't have the status, you were just named, if you're a bastard, you were just named in the town you grew up. Like, so if that were the case.
If that were the case.
I'd be Christopher Brainerd Park.
I was thinking even more stupid because my last name's Calle. What if it was just because I was born on the street? So Calle, you're born here. So
yeah. And this is a contest. If you were. Please leave comments. We're going to post, obviously, hey, new episode out. Yay. Watch us. Look at us go. But we would appreciate any comments on, if this is like, this is that test. Remember that, like the thing where like, hey, if you were a porn star, it was what your dog's name and the street you grew up on or some bullshit.
Yeah. No, it was like, if you were, drag queen.
Is that what it is? So if you are a listener instead of a drag queen, I want you to name, what do you think? We think we're going to do street you grew up on and the town you grew up on, or first name and town you grew up in. I want to get a lot of like Robert Placentias or Danny Burbanks.
Yeah,
let's see what your last name would be if you were a poor bastard child. Ooh, in this era.
Mine would be cool. Oh wait, no, wait. Grew up in? Well, it depends.
Grew up in.
A lot of different places.
Is it born in or grew up in? We want best answers. Best answers. To
the whole I way. Say grew up in for me because it would be Park Avenue.
Brianna Chino.
Oh no! This it has to be the
that's
city.
That's gotta be the town.
Oh, they meant the street that we lived off on.
Mm-mm.
Oh damn it!
You wouldn't Brianna be Park Avenue.
That's kind of cool.
You think Brianna Park Avenue is a good name?
You know what it reminds you of? It always reminds you of Monopoly Park Avenue. Remember?
Uh huh. Like, no, I get why you're so excited about it.
Everybody wanted Park.
Well, Avenue. If I got that choice, I grew up on a street called El Rey, which in Spanish is the king. Chris El Rey, Chris the King. Oh,
and
I'll take it.
We're signing off, everybody. I will
great
take
to.
It.
Great to know you.
I would say see you, but. I can't see you.
Can't see anybody. So Leonardo DiCaprio da Vinci was.
He might be related.
he was a poor boy. I had no family. He did.
What are you talking about? His mom was poor.
I know. I just wanted to make a shitty reference to the Queen's Honor, butchered reference to the Queen's Honor.
And then his asshole rich father all of a sudden was like, "I'm gonna take my son and I'm going to raise him now."
Yeah, that asshole who decided to take ownership of his child.
No, well, it's like...
You mean the fact that he was like, I'm taking you away from this.
Like, yeah, taking away from mother.
Well, she wasn't...
Just because his status quo.
She wasn't a highfalutin legal notary. I mean, she didn't have that kind of title.
Maybe she just thought he loved her or something. Uh-huh.
So he took her away and then he bounced around.
Took her away.
Oh, he took him away. Whatever. Who cares? It's a long time ago.
Okay.
Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa at the end.
he took him away. He realized
was she smiling? Was she not smiling?
How fantastic his art was.
You take it over. Yeah. Let's
hear
this.
And put him in an art. Like, no, do it with me. But he put him in a, had a mentor that supposedly was going to guide him. But Leonardo actually... outdid the mentor. Surprisingly, the mentor wasn't even jealous about it. You know, he took ownership that, yeah, he is better than me. And then from there, you know, he started doing his engineering. There's question that he questioned his sexuality and some scandal with that for the timing, unfortunately.
Whoa, jump the lead. So let's get into – so he was – let's start out with, do you know a lot about the cave? Because I know that's a hotbed of discussion when it comes to conspiracy theories. And mm-mm. Yeah, so we're going to look into that as we speak. Live.
I'll go into, you can look
live
into
research.
So I'll talk a little bit about
live
that
research.
If people are wondering what the hell we're talking
Saturday
about.
Saturday Night Live.
So a certain point in his life from 1476 to 1478, from that age of 24 through 26, exactly 2 years, he disappeared. So in journal and in his notes, everything was gone. And he loved nature. And supposedly he came across the Cave of Wonders. And my conspiracy theory with that. Go ahead.
Before we, I hate to like, oh, surprise. Oh, here comes the mystery. To give some context, at 20 in 1472, he became a master in the Guild of St. Luke, which was a guild apparently of artists and doctors of medicine. So he's very early. He was like, to put some context in, you said 1476 is when he disappeared. Mm-hmm. This is 4 years after him essentially being deemed a master of his trade. Yeah. So he disappeared. And also... I gotta ask, do we need to, I know this is a different time, but do we need to bunch up the artists and the doctors in the same guild? Don't we want to maybe separate the people who do paintings and the people who cut you open? Do we want to, I'm just a note, for anybody who's going back in the time machine to 1472 in Italy, I would probably separate those guilds because we want to we want to, I would say, just as progress, we want to separate the people who are doing watercolors versus the people who are stabbing you to fix your organs in terms of guilt, in terms of memberships. Maybe we want to, I know that, I'm not saying that all, that artists can't be doctors and doctors can't be artists, but let's go ahead and separate the guilds, if we could. Just a note for the time travelers. Go ahead, sorry. What were you saying?
What?
1476.
Anyways, so the main reason, yes, he was very successful, and I'm sure that's why him leaving and him going to the cave, the main reason
leaving on a cave. Don't know when I'll be back again. Lord knows I got a trip out. Go ahead.
I'm going to throw your camera across the room when we're done with this.
Who cares for the audio listeners? There's no camera. For people who are just listening to the podcast, there's
no camera. You're going to care later.
Probably I'll cry in a fetal position, but that's okay. That's a nightly thing for me. Go ahead.
You've been wanting a new one, so who cares? Anyways, so what provoked him to leave and go on hiatus for a couple years in the caves with nature was the fact... What? He loved nature. I don't understand.
He just decided to live with nature. It's just so fucking...
No, as a child, he was fascinated with animals, with
nature. It's the most ancient hippy-dippy thing I've ever fucking heard.
Like, you know, he was just really... He was really into it. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he was the very first...
He wanted to live with the squirrels and the bears.
You know he would have gone to Woodstock if he was alive.
Oh, he would have been... No. And if he were alive now, he would... Leonardo da Vinci would have been the smartest motherfucker at Burning Man ever. He would just been like...
Anyways...
He would have invented his own float.
The main reason why, what prompted him to leave for 2 years and disappear was the fact that the church, the Catholic Church, they were starting to get a little bit, it wasn't even just the scandal of like, there were charges of like sodomy, like with a male prostitute, but it wasn't even just that. I think it was the fact that his technology. I think some of it was like testing God, and they didn't like that, and so they kind of put him in his place, and that's when he decided to start writing. From right to left instead of from left to right, he was starting to code his stuff and starting to hide who he truly was. And I think a lot of his art, that's where that comes from. So when he left, I think he really was maybe trying to rediscover himself, or was just probably tired of society. You know, our society seems shitty now. Could you imagine, like, looking down upon, he was a bastard child. He made it, look at how high he made it being a bastard child.
And also too, like, not to get too much, like, not to get too, I don't know, get too me. to think about the man who probably was, I don't even know the percentage, but 99% of the time, the smartest man in the room, maybe more. To know that he was always seen as brilliant and smart and artistic and creative, but he was always seen as a bastard. And at that time, a slight being a gay man. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, historians disagree, yeah. But there's
bastard, you know, homosexual. There's a lot of, like, regardless on your success, knowing your status quo and people judging you left and right and... You know, just constantly critiquing, like, it's a hard life. He couldn't be himself.
No, he couldn't be himself. So he disappeared for 2 years, and there's some debate. So the kind of historical convention, conventional thought is that he went just to get away. Clear his head for 2 years. He went into a cave. He fucking...
Find some ganja.
Went into his psychosis and came out of it.
I don't believe that.
What?
I don't believe that.
I know you don't. that's no surprise to anybody. There's some conspiracy theories that this 2 years, especially the cave incident, is that he might have talked to extraterrestrials or some
I think he one either tapped into a new divine communication. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, when you think of like Moses, he was in a cave when God appeared to him and talked to him.
Was he in a cave?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of cave action.
Yeah, he was actually chasing after there's cave action. Kinky shit you're into.
There's a lot of caves.
Moses was chasing
after... Hey, if you want to find guides, just hang out in a cave for a few hours.
You know? You might get mauled by something. You might not be a human.
You might find God quicker than you want.
Anyway.
You might meet him personally if you hang out too long.
So Moses, he was chasing after one of his sheep that had got away. And once he was in, he didn't have like a clear image of God. But I mean, as we know, God is everything. So he doesn't have to show himself as a human. God... Whoa, we got the. Did you get a little bit of the?
I got the shimmy shakes.
But he appeared in a.
Well, like an old church, like, ooh, I got the spirits in me. Ooh!
so stupid. But there was a tree, like a small tree or like a bush.
And it's a burning bush, right?
And it became,
This is 2004?
Like. George it became Bush. Like, oh God. Burning George, yeah, it burning became like George inflamed Stone. And stuff. And it writing was that really, note, really cool. Burning George Bush, Lord. But anyway, so yeah, there's a lot of cave stories. So I'm wondering, not even just like, did he have like communication with the divine? Did he have
talking about Moses with, or are we talking about?
No, I'm going, but I was just telling you the most story. But I'm saying,
oh, we talking about Leonardo.
Leonardo da Vinci.
We talking about Leo.
Yeah, but when I feel like his situation when he was in the cave, I feel like, it could have been divine, or he could have somehow entered a parallel universe, that which we've talked in our other episodes. Mm-hmm. Maybe he went through the cave and out the other side, and you know, it's almost like a spiral of a different universe. He entered a wormhole. I definitely think that he was touched by something to give him the gifts that he have, like, you know.
But he had those gifts before. He was a very bright guy. Like, obviously, he was... I mean, we were...
True, but I'm just saying...
We got into it.
He kept progressing even more and adding the music. You know, the way that he did, like, almost everything in his life, I feel like he was born divine, but then also, after those 2 years, it was almost like it escalated, like... The progression came very quickly. What happened and why didn't he document it?
You know, who knows what he saw
in
that?
Or did he put it in his images that he... His images, like almost every one of them, are layered when you look at them through different types of cameras.
So one of the reason why Leonardo da Vinci is ripe for conspiracy theories is because... One, he was absolutely brilliant, and his scientific journals are insane, like what he thought of and what he foresaw and even what he tinkered with in the sort. He was an absolutely brilliant man, so sometimes people will place that on some kind of intervention, whether it be outside forces or divine intervention. And also, he was... What you're alluding to, he was super, super, super into hidden messages. Like, he was like the ultimate. Like, you all think that all these Marvel movies have all these Easter eggs in them where, like, oh, like that's a reference to da 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 from the past. Great example, Chris. But he was like, he was painting over paintings. Like, he had, like, when they did the 3D sketches or to reveal what he did before, like what we see in his most famous paintings, like there was like different scenes and there was LVs and CEs and there was different.
Well, in the Mona Lisa, there's a different female.
There's a different female. Sorry, I'm playing with a pen. that's what that sound is. Because it makes me feel comfortable.
Oh my God.
I grabbed the pen again, everybody.
He grabbed it. He's going to keep playing with it. And then afterwards, he'd be like, why did I do that?
What happened?
You just hear the pen the whole time.
Oh God, you could hear it in the audio. Oh God. What's my problem? Why did I have that beer? So he's just like ripe for conspiracies, you know, and that's why, you know, you have stuff like the Da Vinci Code. What was the Da Vinci Code about?
Oh my God. So the Da Vinci Code, if you guys haven't seen it, please go watch it because
me. Oh, you don't need to.
Me, I thought it was fantastic. There's sure one problem I had with it, and that's just one actor that's in the movie, but the rest of it is really good.
Fucking hater.
Oh, Tom God. Hanks is in that movie if you guys haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what if he's like listening to
this? He's not.
Like such a cunt. Sorry, Tom Hanks.
Here's the thing. Here's why I think you're full shit. Because if you found out that Tom Hanks was listening, you'd be like, oh my God, Tom Hanks, I love you. I'm sorry I said all these things about you. You would.
It's already done. He already knows the truth. No fucking matter what. Knows how you feel anyway, about so it. That the movie is based on. A lot of the stuff is factual because they're all it's based on let me say it. So basically the whole concept is that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene because in scripture in the Bible it always is talking about how Jesus kissed Mary and people as I was taught was like, oh, it's his mother, but he kisses his mother so much and it's like biblically, like, why would you constantly be kissing your mom? You know? And he said, so it was just this whole symbolism. Stab him with a pencil.
This episode has maybe generated the most genuine fucking laughter I've had for a while.
Anyways.
Or does he keep kissing his mom? Who knows?
This time? No.
No.
But yeah, so and there's a lot of references. Yeah, I've actually had people that believe in this other Christian religion, like, approach me just randomly in the mall, and have said like, "Have you heard of the?" It talks about the mother a lot. And
I'm wait, who's accosting you in the mall, asking if you've ever heard of the mother?
She said, like, to look in Hold scripture. On. It talks about not just God, but it talks about the mother of God, the mother.
What? So, I need to know this.
This could be our next episode.
This is the next 8
episodes. And I never really looked into it because, you know, okay, I was raised really Catholic and it's kind of like, we're supposed to stay right here. And even though I'm like open to everything, like in the movie, I'm definitely open to Jesus marrying Mary Magdalene because Jesus already had accepted her for being a prostitute, if she really was a prostitute, because there's speculations that the Catholic Church put that in there, which Da Vinci tries to talk about, and I think some of the reason that's why the Catholic Church was like getting upset at him because they're kind of like, what are you saying? You're not a Christian, you're an atheist, because some people did speculate that he was, and I don't think he was. I just think the Catholic Church just was so like, this is how you think, this is how, there's nothing else. They didn't want to give the women, and I'm gonna get a little feminist right now, they didn't want that woman to be in an equal point. But I think Da Vinci's painting of the Last Supper, there's a big speculation that there's a female sitting right next to him, and that's Mary Magdalene, his wife, and she's pregnant.
So I think that...
Wait, I didn't get to finish. So the Da Vinci Code, just really quick. So the Da Vinci Code movie is based on the bloodline. That is the Holy Grail. It's the baby. It's the bloodline of the holy bloodline of Jesus. It's a really fascinating movie. There's all this kind of crazy stuff that goes on. Mm. Must see. Tom Hanks XL.
It's got go it. Ahead. Hold on, let me see that.
But anyway, so I was going to go back to, so you stopped talking.
Hold on.
So
any opportunity.
So the religion.
No, hold on.
What?
Stop it. I dropped the pen.
Oh my God.
That's the notice. I need to know how this happened.
Which part?
About the mother in the fucking mall.
I don't. So she. Okay, she no, was very. Mean, she was an attractive woman, and she approached me.
Whoa! What's happening?
Not like that.
Well, what's the weird thing?
It's just very like. Attractive I mean, woman. If she was like a homeless person, being like, "I've heard of mother," I'll be like, "Get the fuck away from me!" But she was well dressed. Mm-hmm. You know, she had these little brochures. It was around Christmas. This was just actually this past December. Around Christmas time. We were in the mall for whatever.
Why wasn't I in that mall?
And
was I in that? Was I here? Was I there?
You? Who was I with?
I don't know.
I was with Clementine and
I would have asked her
maybe.
All the questions. If
or
she...
I feel like I was with Susie for some reason. Whatever. I
don't know.
So we're passing by. You know, it's crowded. And she stops me really quickly. And, you know, I'm with Clementine and everything. And she's like, are you religious? And I said, yeah, I'm Catholic Christian. And she goes, are you aware in the Bible that, like, who the Holy Mother is? And I was like, Mary? She's like, no, it speaks of the Mother of God. And it speaks of her, like, a lot in the Bible. But people, I guess, don't pick up on it because they're, you know how a lot of people interpret things. That's why there's so many different branches of Christianity, because people interpret things a lot differently. So I think it's maybe the way that they're interpreting the Bible, that there's this Mother of God. I don't know. I didn't look into it.
Oh, that's not as interesting.
But anyways, the other religion, crazy religions, there are in Israel, they like mostly, a lot of them like kind of have to kind of do this in hiding still, because a lot of people like are frowned upon it. But there's a religion that actually believes and they worship Mary Magdalene and Jesus as a couple. So this has been brought down through history. So there are little branches of religions that believe that, and that right there to me is just like, oh my God. So that's really, when you watch the movie, it kind of ties into that, and it kind of shows, it talks about that. And I'm open to that, because as we know, Jesus was human, he was.
Well, that's the thing too, is like that people think that Jesus was completely celibate.
No, he was human. He got mad. He got angry, he was human. And why couldn't he love?
And I think also too, from a religious perspective, the idea of him being celibate and him being sacred is more convenient than like, hey, he had a wife and he got in a few squabbles and stuff like that. Like, that might be a little more convenient. And also too, like the fact that back then that you didn't have genealogy, so like he might have said like, yeah. The folklore might have came down that he was the celibate man and he never had a wife and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean it's true. Yeah. It could have just been the most convenient truth for that religion.
Well, it seemed like, especially when it came time for him to die, like they had
time
to
for
hide
him to die, die.
They had to like die. Really. Yeah. Hide the fact that she was pregnant, and the rumor is that she fled to Egypt. So, it's like,
isn't there like
again,
theories
the
that the
scandal,
Holy Grail
you know?
Is like the is
the
kid?
Bloodline.
Is it the kid?
The bloodline.
The Holy Grail
is
the kid.
So today, I don't want to do any spoiler alerts, but that's kind of what the movie's all about. But think about
spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert: Jesus is coming back, everybody.
And sometimes conspiracy theory time. Sometimes I wonder if like this whole genealogy is just a way to find the Holy Grail.
I don't think it's that exact. I don't think like
you I get, haven't done mine yet. I want to do it so bad, but I know that I have like Jewish descent in my blood, and I'm like, what if I'm part of the Holy Grail?
Well, I don't think it goes back to. I don't think it would ever say like, "Hey, by the way, you're great, 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 great."
But I'm just saying, they might have special scholars look at your blood and find that there's something in the blood.
Great, great, great.
I think that they can.
Great, 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 great,
great, great,
great, great. Grandpa is Jesus. I don't think they'd ever say that. That was I don't think 23andMe has that capability, but it'd be cool if they did. If like, hey.
Well, the thing that irritates me about like 23andMe is like for instance, like one of my clients.
What really irritates you about 23andMe? Let's sound off on 23andMe.
Okay.
That
so
fucking
so
company.
one of my clients was telling me that like she did hers like a year ago, and I guess they like update it, and she was telling me that. When she first did it, like she was like a certain percentage African. And then like 6 months when they updated it, the African was gone. And I'm like, how do you have African
French,
blood?
I'm
I mean
Spanish, I don't know.
And then it just keeps updating. I'm like, how do you do that?
It's not a they're
that's
working
why I'm
out
like,
things.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I think they're just using it either to find the Holy Grail, or they're just trying to keep track of
our
blood.
I think they it's an imperfect science, and they're figuring it out, and they're getting better at it. And then as they update it, they're like, well, you know.
Now you're this.
Did you know that? you I have French on the mind.
Today, tomorrow you're going to be African.
You know, we're talking about Da Vinci. that the reason, the way they caught the Golden State Killer, who was a famous, I know, right on topic. The way they found that serial killer is through 23andMe.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
I told you that. Yeah.
Okay, so it has good some for something.
It has some benefits.
It's good for something.
I found a serial rapist murderer.
Back to Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Did you look up anything more about the Cave of Wonders?
No, I did read the Cave of Wonders, and they said he went into a cave and the thing that people honed in on is that like he didn't have a lot of personal stuff in his journals, and he mentioned the cave, so it was a very significant event for him, but he never actually came out saying like I saw.
Dead people
or aliens or ghosts or the spirits of my ancestors or anything like that. Yeah,
because people, I think at that point, he knew when he came out he had to restructure himself. It's so sad. And sometimes I wonder.
So you think he saw aliens and he's like, well, I can't talk about this.
Well, I mean, look at how he was already judged so much. He couldn't even, like, if he was a homosexual, he couldn't even, like, be proud, you know. He had to do it in hiding, and it's just not right. I mean, it's still not right. I mean, how homosexuality is still frowned upon. You know, it's more accepted, but it's still frowned upon.
And there's certain areas where, like any kind of LGBTQ thing is really, like, if you go to certain areas, like, it's illegal to be LGBTQ. So, there's still a lot of places where, and we also, I'll always have it in the spectrum of where we are at, and it's still, there's still prejudice and stuff like that, but it's better. But there's places where if you are gay, like, it's really bad still. And I don't want to act like I'm the expert on it, but, one of the things I have trouble with that is in the cave theory, because, you know, a lot of conspiracy theories thought that he went into the cave and he talked to aliens, essentially. And then he got all these inspirations for all these crazy, no doubt that in his journals, there's insane inventions, especially for his time. It's absolutely insane. The part that I have trouble grasping with is that if aliens really, these people who were able to come down from space and stuff like that and able to talk them to him through a peril of the universe or caves or whatever, is that they gave him a real shitty, he was clearly a bright guy, but his journals appeared to be, they appear to be, you know,
no, rough. I don't know.
Rough interpretations of what's to come. Like his helicopter invention, which he's credited for some of that stuff, you know, which actually, ironically, I found out was for a pageant.
Oh.
So he was creating helicopters for pageants, which seems nice.
Then what kind of pageant?
Praise him. I don't know. Probably a beauty pageant.
Oh, my God. No, it's a Renaissance era.
Miss Florence.
Ugh. It's like some parts of that era, you think I wish they have I could have been Florence? Alive. During that, because I love the way the Da Vinci dress. I love their fashion.
You love the real big collars.
The real big collars, but then the super tight pants. Almost. No, they weren't even pants. They were like leggings.
You're into medieval.
They're like yoga pants.
Yeah, they're yoga pants.
And they're Renaissance era.
But like there's no doubt that, you know, he created some insane stuff, and a lot of his drawings led to like people inventing stuff like. He essentially thought of the idea of a tank. It was different. Like in his tank, they were like hand. His idea of a tank, which was brilliant at his time, absolutely brilliant, but it seems silly looking about it back at it, like in modern times, because his idea of a tank, and it was what he was, the parameters he could
like
think of.
Like a UFO, just saying.
It did, but
we'll post a picture of it.
Yeah. It did, but he said it would be powered by people cranking a gear, which delights me to the wind, the picture of like three people.
They could have misinterpreted it. It could have been like a button on the wall, like a something.
But that's how he described it, right?
No, but that's not what I'm saying. Is like maybe that's not the exact same concept that he meant. Maybe it was just kind of like something like a big outlet on the wall that you just push down or something like that. Like,
but he didn't think of it that way. He thought it was because that was his time. Like it was like, well, the best thing we have is gears and stuff like that. And I'm a fucking insanely genius person. And I want to create this military vehicle. Like, we'll just have the people pull the cranks because what's another three soldiers? Like, we have soldiers on the lines. So that's how he drew it out. And the crazy thing about Da Vinci is that he's seen as a genius and an amazing artist. But he was also... He was a procrastinator. But he was also essentially the Northrop Grumman or the Raytheon of his time. Like, he was an engineer for the military.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he developed moving barricades and stuff like that. So he was essentially like developing, he was a military developer. Like, engineer. he was
architect and engineer.
That's crazy. Like, to think of like
how he could bounce, you know, and then go.
Well, it's crazy to think about him in the context of like, we admire Da Vinci for his art for a lot of reasons and stuff like that.
But his main one is his art. When you think of Da Vinci, you think of, you know, the Mona Lisa.
Sure, sure. You don't think
of the Last Supper.
Yeah, but to think, imagine in a world where the most smartest, because so Raytheon, I don't know, most people know Northrop Grumman and Raytheon, giant military manufacturing and technology companies. To think, it's almost as if like, think of an artist today who is brilliant, and then he went to go work for Raytheon or Northrop Grumman or one of these military contractors who were developing these weapons of war. Like, if one of those amazing artists went to go work for like one of those companies, it'd be insane. Like, to think that like he was such a complex person that like he was not only a brilliant artist, but he developed essentially more efficient ways to murder people.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. I did find, you want to, so apparently also in 1482, he was pretty metal, because in 1482, Leonardo da Vinci casted a silver stringed instrument from a horse's skull and a ram's horn to bring to Sforza, who was a king who I believe he served at the time. And then he developed that. So basically he developed a musical instrument out of a skull and a horn. That's metal.
Yeah.
That's fuck you, Scandinavian black metal bands. Beat that. You think you're fucking cool with me because you wear, you know, all your black and shit. And one band, I think, murdered somebody like 20 years ago. Beat that shit. I want you to create an instrument out of a horse's skull and a ram's horn. Fuck you. You're all tough. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just listening.
And also, apparently he developed a sculpture of a wooden horse for the Sforza guy, too. But Sforza is like, well, that's a wonderful drawing, and it's bigger than any of the statues that are on there, but I need that for a cannon to murder people. So we're going to go ahead and take that brass that you were going to use for the statue, and we're going to develop a cannon to murder people. There was a lot of, like, fucking murder. There was a lot of
death back then. And who knows if his whole idea for his development of robots, if that was also for... Because the way that he had as you say, prototype, was in armor, you know? So you wonder if he was potentially going to try to make some kind of...
Well, that's... And if you think about, like, how people develop...
War soldier. Kind of like how we... I don't want to say we're trying to, because I believe that they already have them.
Oh, you mean like robot soldiers?
Yeah. So I think that's kind of what he was going for. I mean, why was he wearing armor? You know
what why? I mean? So. Well, I think also too, like, for his time, like, so we're talking about like one of the things that trips people out and makes a bunch of conspiracy theories about Da Vinci is that he developed a robot, and that robot had a suit of armor attached to him. And so like, oh, Da Vinci developed robots. And if you think about at that time, so if you're Da Vinci, right, and you're basically trying to create this, the most logical, what's the most, in that time, if you only had the things of that time, like you had leather, you had cloth, you had whatever, the most robotic thing would probably be a suit of armor. So that's probably why he chose the suit of armor, because it looks semi-robotic already.
Well, I think also, he also dove into a little bit of
witchcraft,
the human anatomy by actually cutting humans open. Maybe he was looking more into some kind of replica, like a, because I know in his design for the robot, he was trying to build like a skeleton base for it. So I'm sure, even though with the science and he was fascinated with the human anatomy, I think there was a bigger idea, you know. So
yeah, I think that I think also too, like, I think that if
I think you were wrong though, for sure. Like, we were debating earlier, we should have just did it all on camera.
We should have.
Because I personally believe that he did build the robot at that time, and I do believe it functioned. Like, because even today, when who was it? Was it NASA that took it in? And
NASA. NASA.
When NASA, like, they took
it. So here's the thing:
his blueprints and replicated everything that he said, and it was like spot on.
So they used some of the components of what he. So there's no doubt that I think that if Leonardo da Vinci, we got into a little debate of whether he, because I think you thought that.
My daughter agreed with me.
Yeah. She's six.
Almost seven.
Going on seven. I think that you had some theories about the robot, like him developing a full-fledged robot and during these 2 years of absence and maybe hiding that. I don't think there's any doubt that Da Vinci had the mental capacity to develop a robot. I think that he made some I think that there's obvious proof that he made some breakthroughs towards robotics in his time. It's just a question of whether he had the materials and the means to do it. Obviously, like, if you look, people recreated his drawings. And they found that it worked, you know, in terms of you could get a suit of armor through gears and cables and stuff to sit down and move its arms and stuff like that. So clearly he was, I have no doubt that if he were around today, he would be an Elon Musk figure who would be at the top of the list to develop robotics and artificial intelligence.
He had the mental capacity for sure. Maybe in those 2 years, maybe it was never he really disappeared. They wanted to think he disappeared, and maybe there was something bigger going on. And maybe he did develop stuff, and maybe they're trying to... I feel like throughout history, there's always pieces of the puzzle, like with Greek mythology and ancient Egypt and Rome, you know, in ancient times. Like, there's lots of things that are missing, because we always, the more that we excavate, we find how advanced they really were. And even, you know, talking about advance, us missing whatchamacallit, it's supposed to be underwater.
I miss cheeseburgers. We're on a keto diet.
You had one today. He cheated.
I missed cheeseburgers.
The whatchamacallit, what's today. It called? Why can't I think of the name? Atlantis. Mm. Atlantis, they say it was very, very, everything documented is very advanced technology, then disappeared. So I really think that our technology throughout history has been more advanced, and we like to give it credit for. But I also think that's with the help of, when I say that, I mean, obviously we have God helping us in one way, but I do think that.
The ceiling?
Oh, my God.
The light?
Signing off.
No, I think that here's, again, it's hard for me to grapple with, because it's, if you look at his journal, so there's a lot of theories that he spoke to, and like throwing it back into conspiracy theories, he spoke to aliens or whatever, and he got all these brilliant ideas for, you know, modern technologies. I think that his stuff is like brilliant if you look at it, but it's like, it's not exactly how it shaped out in technology. And I think his robot stuff is absolutely brilliant. Like it's amazing. But if you look at it, like as a function, how he drew it out, like it's not an artificial tone. It doesn't seem like it came from aliens, because aliens would provide no exact use. And in terms of him going away and developing this thing and it being hidden, I just think that he was a lot of these Renaissance people, for as brilliant as they were, they wanted recognition. They wanted to live in the legends. So I think if he developed a robot that was essentially equivalent to modern day robots, I think that we would know about it. And I think that he also, if you look at, apparently the word is that the robots he did develop with the suit of armor and stuff like that, like amazing, brilliant, absolutely breathtaking for its time. But they were essentially, he showed them off to kings and anybody as essentially parlor tricks and stuff like that, because it was a feat, you know? So I don't know. I just think that if he disappeared, you would know about it.
I think that the Catholic Church at that time had so much power that...
Oh, they had a ton of power.
I think that they were warning him, you know, and that's why, you know, he did end up going off.
No robots.
They were warning him because he was...
Catholic Church was like, no robots, no gays, and no women.
Maybe it came off as... Think about it back then. Like, everything could have been, like, witchcraft. Like, you know, so he had to be really careful how he played the game, because it might turn on him, and then all of a sudden they think he's some kind of like warlock, you know, or wizard or something. So,
or a hobbit.
I mean, he looked like a
handsome Gandalf.
He did look like a Gandalf.
Yeah, he looked like a real Gandalf type. All right. Well, listen, this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. I don't know if we really talk about Da Vinci, but if you have any more comments, maybe we'll include it in the next episode.
I want a debate to get going. We'll put it on Instagram, but on our, if you're watching us and following us, wherever you're listening to us from, but if you go to YouTube, I would like you to comment in the comment section. And,
or you can comment on Instagram. Or
and I would like you to... I would like to take a poll if you're on my side that he did build a functioning robot that worked, or if you're on Chris's side where he thinks that the technology wasn't advanced yet, so he really couldn't build a robot yet.
He built something. He built a robot.
Oh, now you're saying that.
But it's not like, it's like a robot in terms of like party tricks robot. Like, it's like you
weren't there. You don't know.
You're thinking of like...
We want your opinion. What do you guys think?
I think we're talking about...
We're talking about Leonardo da Vinci. He's advanced.
We're talking about Leonardo fucking Da Vinci.
It's fucking alive.
No, there's no doubt.
There's layers to it. Like, there's meaning behind it. It's deep. He, you know, he was ambidextrous. I can't say that word.
Ambidextrous.
But when he would draw, he would use both hands while he was drawing. And I just, like, I'm an artist. And so I think about when I'm painting or drawing, using both hands would be so wild to me and just so uncomfortable. So I think that's... I believe he had a robot. Whether he used it as a personal assistant, I don't know.
Sex bot, maybe.
But
no, but I think that
for sex bot.
I think that there is no doubt that Da Vinci would be smart enough to develop a robot. There's no doubt that he would be creative enough to develop a robot. He was an amazing theoretical scientist. I just think we're talking about the difference between super, super simple robot, like, you know, like pulling levers and gears and which is, for his time, is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I don't think it'd be far-fetched for you. I think it'd be hard for you to find someone who thought Da Vinci was a dope. He's a brilliant man, absolutely brilliant. But in terms of him developing, like, what we think of as sci-fi robots, like, and AI robot that's like his companion and stuff like that. I think that's harder to believe. I think what he developed was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Like to for his time to develop a robot that can like essentially robot is a general term, but something that can move its arms, stuff like that, with gears and pulleys and sit down by itself and stuff like that. That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. So it's not me questioning his mental capabilities. It's just we all, even the most brilliant scientists lean on the back of their predecessors. And I just don't think, so robots are starting to come now and they're already here and all that stuff. I know that. But if Da Vinci was born like 100 years ago, maybe he would have been first to develop robots like way before anybody else. So I think he had the mental capacity and there's no doubt about that. I don't know if he had the technological capacities, you know, in terms of circuits and chips and stuff like that to develop it. I mean, there's theories that he saw aliens in the cave and they donated a bunch.
Still be around today. Could be wandering in that cave.
Sure.
Could be amongst us.
Sure, why not?
Maybe he did have the technology to make it more like a humanoid. Because that's kind of what, didn't he call it like
something? It was a humanoid. I think when
he called it like a humanoid and it was
kind of. Well, no, that's what scientists called it. Because when you refer to humanoid, it's like human form. So it was clearly, if he built it in the suit of armor, it was a humanoid, but you know.
Anyways, comment below. Let us know if you really think that robot existed, and he was able in the Renaissance era to make a functioning robot, or was it way too advanced for his time?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that if you believe that, I honestly believe, and maybe I'm off on this, I think if you believe that he developed a functioning robot as we see now, you know, with artificial intelligence and microchips and circuits and...
I'm not full saying capable. All that. I'm saying he built a motherfucking robot.
But what?
Like, we don't know how to be all specific with all these little things.
But what's your definition of a robot, though? Of that.
Well, actually, I think that robots existed before him. But I think I think that just the fact that he had a robot that was functioning.
He had definitely some...
Maybe didn't have Wi-Fi back then.
No, and it didn't have circuits and it didn't have...
But I think so that he could command it.
Like verbally command it?
I think he could command
it. Oh, that's a stretch.
It could have been maybe not verbally, but maybe like gestures, maybe.
I don't know if it was motion control. I know that there was some automation with gears and pulleys and stuff like that. Some people just
have more creative minds than you and are more open-minded.
That is very true.
So.
That is very true. But as far as like NASA, people who are smarter than me recreated what he had in his drawings and it is very impressive, but it's not a robot. It's a robot in terms of primitive robot, but it's not a robot what we think of today.
Goodbye.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a simple robot.
It walks like a duck and it talks like a duck.
But you can't command it. It just
does. You don't know. Certain... You weren't there. I wasn't there. It's all hypothetical. So don't say you can't command it.
But they recreated his drawings. And that's what they got out of it, that it could possibly
maybe they read sit them
by
wrong.
Itself and. Okay.
Maybe they have to break the Da Vinci Code.
Maybe Tom Hanks can help us figure out this robot thing.
On that note.
Well, this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. My name is Chris. You can find me at all the Extra Normal avenues, extranormalpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to email us with comments about how please don't comment. I was going to say how dumb either one of us are, but please don't do that. That's mean. If you have any comments or if you have any experience, if you met Da Vinci, in like a time machine, that'd be cool. Email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at extranormalpodcast. Find us on Twitter at extranormalp. That's where you can find me. Don't look for my personal page because I post every fucking 10 months, so it's not worth it. Brianna, where can we find you?
Darlene Dolly with a zero on Instagram. And I guess all the same places as you.
Gross.
We're kind of in the same places. So, yeah, you reach out to either one of us. with any questions or if you want to call in on our show sometime, we love it.
Well, this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. Thanks for listening, and always be friends of Leonardo da Vinci or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Extraterrestrials. Robots.
Robots in caves.
Aliens in caves. But not Tom Hanks, okay?
Fuck it.